you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you. Reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. I'm glad it's not Friday the 13th.
Me too.
Not that that would matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all.
In the least, but still.
2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. All the saints send their greetings.
Oh, nice.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. Happy March, Marianne.
Happy March. It's a good month. Well, spring is almost sprung.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I think tomorrow during the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, the Prime Life Times in Review, we're going to have Rob probably read a poem or two.
I think so, about
maybe
that.
Maybe both of you. Springing into action.
I love spring.
I think we're all anticipating warmer weather. It's been nice that the sun's been peeking out and shining, and so we all look forward to that. And on today's Testimony Tuesday program, we got piles listener mail, and I have a bag full, and so I keep pulling it out, and some is like, you know, many months old.
Some like yesterday.
Some, yeah, so we blended
we're jumping
it
all over.
We have a bunch that we're going to address and talk about and share with y'all. And,
well, I'll tell you something, Mark, when you read that scripture about testimony, it's a testimony to me. I mean, that these folks are writing and saying all these various things. I mean, I don't know if they realize what a blessing that is.
Well, and that's one of the catalysts, as I was thinking about it, reasons I want to share it with our listeners, because it does testify to how God's using our broadcast or this ministry, or how they long for loved ones to come to know the Lord, or strangers or neighbors or colleagues. The unique aspect of broadcasts is people can, if you will, secretly listen to programming in their car, in their home, in a variety of settings, whether they maybe have been incarcerated or they're shut-ins, or you know, they're just home alone or in a dorm room. The fact that the broadcast, these 19 frequencies that we have, cover so much of central Illinois and west central Indiana, there's always an ability for somebody to tune in, let alone, as you know, we've had people from overseas, other countries that have tuned in, New Zealand or
Finland.
Finland. And so
it's true. I mean, like all the different programs and speakers and music and everything is a testimony to all of us. I mean, I listen too, but it's also such a testimony coming in from a different direction. When people write or call, it's like, that's a testimony to me.
Yeah.
You know, it really matters to hear their faith, because they're writing down their faith sometimes.
And most all the letters include some kind of support and donations. And so it's a testimony to us of how God's faithfully funding this ministry. And it's an encouragement to us to know that our many efforts are resulting in people being blessed and encouraged and growing closer to God. So thank you, God, for these broadcasts. Thank you for all the listeners. And we're going to address a lot of mail, but I want to do a little disclaimer or clarification or make things right. I misspoke yesterday. I quoted something that Holly may have said, or I referenced, like she could have implied it, and I was wrong.
Oh.
A good husband owns up.
Oh, yes.
But I was talking about how in China sometimes the doctors might wear a helmet, because if the patient or the patient's family don't feel like he's getting proper treatment or whatever, they go at it. And so I had heard that, and Holly was aware of one instance where some doctors had been murdered, you know, and so this doctor was seen wearing a helmet and so forth. But certainly the Chinese love their doctors, they love their teachers, and I did reference how oftentimes many Chinese families love on their teachers, because their teachers are teaching their children and they want the best for their children into the future. But I kind of overspoke. There's maybe just a few examples. There's probably some doctors in America
probably
that we're
feel the same way. Yeah. Okay, so you misspoke and you overspoke.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, you've done a confession here.
Yeah, so I'm looking at a text and Holly said, hey, I never said Chinese don't care about doctors. Chinese care about and respect doctors much more than they care about teachers. And she said that's why many, many Chinese people send their kids to the U.S. to study to become doctors in the medical field. So I do stand corrected. I kind of misspoke, and you know, you can hear something. And there was a doctor one time wearing a helmet, but that's far. What do they say? Far and few in between, or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so listener letters. I'm excited. Look at the piles.
I know
we
have
in front
so
of us.
Many listener letters.
Yeah. So ladies first.
Oh, gee, that's me. Thank you. Okay, this is from Deborah in Rantoul.
Hey, Deborah.
And it says, the Singing Men of GNN was such an important and meaningful ministry to my late husband, Al, and me. Please accept my donation for this wonderful group.
Yeah, Al sang with us for a number of years and was an integral part of the Singing Men of GNN, and we received donations on his behalf and memorializing him. Mm-hmm. He's included on the website. His wife, Deb, acknowledges that, and we appreciate it and have prayed for her.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a note from Carolyn from Milford. She's a longtime friend, writes us every month. And this time she says, this donation is in memory of Kathleen Jennings.
Oh, my goodness.
Just heard on Mark and Friends this morning that she passed away. She was such a wonderful Christian woman. I met her on the 2017 Israel trip, and she was an inspiration to me. I always loved to hear her read on Mark and Friends. Mm-hmm. Wonderful lady. And yeah, when we did It's a Wonderful Life, she did some special readings, and I recorded her doing a few other things.
Well, you recorded a lot, we did, of her reading her articles in the Prime Life Times. They were very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's just wonderful.
In fact, on March 26th, that's her homegoing service.
Yeah.
It's the same day of our open house, our grand opening open house. It's going to be at 10 a.m. at the Grace Church in Muhammad, right on 150. And so I'll be able to attend that and then make it over by 1 o'clock for a 1 to 4 open house here. So now that it's March, we'll be saying a lot more about our upcoming open house.
And I actually meant to say something to you. Hadn't had a chance to do this yet, but I really want to read one of her articles that she wrote about Memorial Day, this Memorial Day.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, this is from Susan in Urbana.
Hey, Susan.
And she says, God's light shines. I love that. That's my language. Thank you, Susan.
This comes from Jerry from Springfield. Praise be to the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our blessed hope! ! We appreciate WLUJ and the ministry of sharing the saving grace of Jesus. Thank you for all you do. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
All right.
Another ! And that was written by Jerry from Springfield.
Okay, this is from Patricia in Macomb. She says, thank you for the broadcasting. I believe that the times they are changing and crucial to Christian faith are three programs. Number one, Janet Parshall in the Market.
She's a great one.
Number two, Turning Point, David Jeremiah.
Good.
And number three, Focus on the Family. And here's a little thing she wrote. It's interesting. She says, Janet Parshall is our, quote, watchman on the wall, which interestingly, we talked about Kathleen as being that many times. She is aware, and we need to be. David Jeremiah is a biblical teacher. He, too, is aware of the times we're living in and the culture. And Focus is so down-to-earth and functional, and they are aware.
Yeah.
Thank you for them, and please keep them. And I love Adventures in Odyssey.
Yeah. Covers the whole gamut of things. Thank you so much for that feedback.
Mm-hmm.
This comes from Dan and Sandy from Urbana, Illinois. And look at the sweet card. It's birds on a
That's cute.
Tree and a little...
I love the colors.
With appreciation to a special music minister.
It's very springtime looking.
Yeah. This came February 15th, so she's probably anticipating a great springtime, as we all can't wait for warmer temperatures. She writes, dear Mark and staff, thank you for all the wonderful music and teaching. My heart just soaks it up like a sponge. Tony Evans, Charles Stanley, Chip Ingram, Praise and Worship, Ivan Parker, wonderful music. I am so encouraged and blessed as I listen. And then she crossed crosses out the I am grateful to we are grateful to God for your wonderful musical ability. May God bless you as you continue to minister. And then she handwrites under that in so many ways. Thank you. P.S. I am praying for Marianne Simpkins.
Oh, my goodness.
I, too, have been ill and in the hospital 5 days. Well, you weren't in the hospital. Not feeling well
but
one day.
But this was back in February at some point. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
So that was very sweet. Thank you for your ongoing support.
When somebody tells me they were praying for me, that just deeply touches me. It means a lot because I believe in the power of prayer.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay, this is Frederick in Rantoul. I am enjoying getting to, quote, know the new people on the radio. Oh, how nice. As well as hearing all the regulars on Mark and Friends. WGNN is truly stable in our lives. Grace and peace to you and all your families.
Is that Rick and Jeanette?
Rick and Jeanette.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
recognize that.
Faithful monthly givers for many, many years. Very generous and sweet and a lovely couple. This comes from Carol from Springfield. Love waking up to WLUJ in the mornings. Thank you, Donna, for praying every morning.
Oh.
So, yeah, Donna Leland, what a sweet addition to our
definitely.
WLUJ format of stations. Amen.
Yeah, speaking of WLUJ, here's one that came to WLUJ. Actually, one of my earlier ones was, too, from Jerry and Jan in Sherman, Illinois. Blessings to all who make the broadcast possible. Praise be to our Lord Jesus.
Yep, total team effort. Bunch of us working behind the scenes day and night to keep things going.
That is right.
Keep us on the air. This comes from Mike and Vicky from Rantoul. Have a blessed new year and keep up the great work. Mike and Vicky. Thanks, guys. Thanks for your support.
This is from Clarice, and she is actually at the Lincoln Correctional Center in Lincoln, Illinois.
Yeah, and Clarice writes every so often, sometimes I think to WLUJ and sometimes to us. So
and this is to WLUJ, and I really appreciate her letters. They're very inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
She enclosed a donation, and she said, please find that enclosed. God's been good to me. I want to share. Your radio station really helps me to get by in prison.
Hmm.
It's really hard in here. But by listening to your station, it really encourages me to stay faithful to God. Keep up the good job and stay faithful until our Lord returns.
Hmm.
Please pray for my release.
Amen.
Sincerely, Clarice.
We will, Clarice. And thank you for the kind words.
Yeah.
Thank you that you're tuning in. And there's Clarice and a couple other people that write us from Lincoln
there.
This is a sweet one. This is from Linda from Springfield. It's on a response card for the Friends of WGNN, Great News Radio, and WLUJ.
Mm-hmm.
So when people write us, we usually return this in with an envelope, and she goes, Dear Brother Burns.
Oh,
now
hey.
She signs it,
I'm
Sister
calling,
Linda.
I'm going to start calling you that.
Brother Burns.
Thank you, Linda.
And so she writes, encloses a certain amount of gift as of 3/22. Please increase my gift amount from a certain amount to a new amount, doubling. And she says, thank you and the staff for seasoning with his salt of grace and shining his powerful light of truth through WLUJ.
Mm.
Please pray for family. She has some requests for family.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you all, Sister Linda. Thank you, Sister Linda.
Yes. I'm going to start calling you Brother Burns. Maybe I'll just say Brother Mark.
Yeah.
I have to think about it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a letter that came to WLUJ from Karen in Macon, Illinois.
Hmm.
Continue on fighting the good fight of overcoming the darkness. The darkness will give way to the light. Jesus is the light of the world, and
amen.
He has overcome. Your radio ministry of teaching, preaching, and wonderful music gives me hope. While we are waiting for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hopelessness is the devil's propaganda. Hey, you're preaching it. Okay. Jesus has come, and he's coming again. We wait in hope as believers. Thank you for WLUJ for being the light of Jesus in a dark and weary world. Thank you for shining hope on us.
This is a note from Russ from Champaign. Russ has been a donor and a volunteer and has helped out through the many years, maybe even since we first went on the broadcast. I've known him for a long time. And he writes, God bless you all. Thank you for all your hard work. I enjoyed the February issue of the Prime Life Times very much, Marianne. That's
Thank
what he
you
writes.
So much.
The biographical sketches were very interesting. Happy Valentine's Day.
People commented on those for February.
Yeah, thank you, Russ. Yeah, Russ enjoys the Prime Life Times, and it's available at over 400 area locations. You can pick up your free edition today. Just stop by primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, and you can pick up an edition. In fact, across the room, Matthew Jenkins is here. In fact, he picked up Prime Life Times. He's delivering them now and helping us out in Lincoln. He drops them off to Pastor Ray Pepple. He drops them off and delivers them into Bloomington. He stops by Decatur and delivers some. Then he takes them over to Springfield. So Matthew's been an integral part of helping us advance the Prime Life Times, if you will, to the west. So, hey, Matthew.
Hey, Matthew.
He just came in to pick up some more papers and to meet up. And so,
you want to come over and just say hi real quick?
Yeah. Let's get your voice. You can say something to Tim, you know, as you'll probably see Tim later
to
today
hurry,
or tomorrow.
We're gonna run out of time.
Yeah, so while he's walking
he doesn't
his
want way. To. Okay. He's not going to.
Here's a note from Roger from Springfield. I'm getting all sorts of Springfield people
here.
He says, he shares prayer requests about getting involved and standing up for our Christian liberty and freedom and pray for revival, and he supports this radio station. So thank you, Richard, and I believe he's married to Beth. So thank you guys for supporting this radio ministry.
Yeah. This is from Arliss in Delavan, Illinois. I love the old songs that I hear on your station. I listen to your station all night because I hear some great preaching and songs. Lots of times I wake up and I get to hear the words I need to hear.
Hmm.
Mm. Then she has some prayer requests here. And then she says, I pray that I can give a small amount each month.
Hmm.
I listen on 1370 AM. Is that Lincoln?
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
WLLM AM. 1370 Lincoln.
1370. I know those words. Thank you, Arliss.
Very sweet. Thank you for your support. Thank you for writing us. Here's a note from Valerie from Fiat, Illinois.
Oh.
And she writes, praises. And the WLUJ family of stations, the older envelope, always included the tagline, you know, prayer requests and praise and comments. Now we send out a new card, but there's so many people that always send in prayer requests. And she says, praises. I have seen miracles in my life. I'm praying for, and she lists somebody that she's praying for that needs the love of Jesus in their lives. And so we prayed that up and added it to our prayer list.
Mm-hmm.
But appreciate all the people that send in prayer requests, and thank you for your support.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's so helpful, the donations, the financial donations, but the letters, even if there isn't a financial donation or someone can't afford it that month,
right. It's
such a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Virginia in Lincoln. Thank you for allowing us to hear Charles Stanley in touch each day. God's truth brings life.
Yeah, great program, and all 19 of our frequencies carry him, so we appreciate his ministry, his legacy these many years.
Yeah, and that was to WLUJ's.
This is from Alan from Paxton, and it's on Inspire Stationery.
Oh, that's nice.
And it looks like Alan writes, and it's signed Alan in Maryland. So this couple that's supporting the station writes, Dear Mark, we so appreciate Great News Radio and listen to WGNN and WGNJ off and on all day. Please apply this donation to continuing operations of the station. God bless you in this ministry. Sincerely, Alan in Maryland. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Okay, here's one from Larry and Brenda. In Rochester, Illinois.
Woohoo!
Yeah. I will miss Sherathon. Oh, I also miss good old-fashioned hymns. That's what I grew up with, and at 81, I miss it.
Hmm.
However, I still love the ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley, Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, etc. They keep me grounded in my Savior's words. Oh.
Now, I'll address a couple of those things. The hymns, now if she tuned in for Monday's edition of Mark and Friends, I played a classic hymn. It was a choir on that verse, If My People Who Are Called by My Name Will Humble Themselves and Pray. And so that was a choir. And there is the three different formats. So I have a lot of National Christian Choir, East Coast Mennonite Chamber Choir, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, a number of choirs singing the hymns or soloists. So maybe if she can pick up one of our other formats, she might be able to really hear the variety of great Christian music that we do play. And the Share-a-thons was a decision by our board and our staff, and we prayed it through. All the time and energy and effort that goes into pulling that off, and all the mailings and the postage, and it's so much work. As we prayed it through and I talked with the staff, I said, you know, the WLUJ family of stations have trained the listeners to call in twice a year, to repledge and to commit to donating toward the future. I said, let's just help them understand that their ongoing gift is appreciated, is needed, but they don't have to call in twice a year, and it saves us all that time and energy, and we can devote it into other things and efforts. And so the Lord has provided through the listener, and we're really wanting to go without the Share-a-thon because it does take so much time and energy and effort. And I think God will have other ways of providing and meeting our financial needs. And so far, so good. And we won't be having a spring share that the WLUJ family of listeners are used to. But that also allows us to not interrupt the programming format. Mm-hmm. And if you're used to enjoying Charles Stanley or David Jeremiah or the programs, they're going to continue at the same time, and we won't have to dedicate so many hours or all week long to listing what our funds are and the needs are, and kind of sometimes distracting from the ministry at hand.
You know, sometimes people really just enjoy the getting together and pulling together and the fellowship and food. And what was it that Butch made with the sliders or something?
Yeah, with his Italian beef.
But that's all still going to go on.
Yeah, so we're going to have an open house maybe in April. We're talking about an open house for the WLUJ family of stations and a homecoming week where we'll have some special guests. And we're going to do some other things to continue to unify and bring people together.
Yeah.
But it won't be like just the Share-a-thon where most of the volunteers came in, answered phones, and
we're going to put those teaching, maybe, who knows?
Into other things. Mm-hmm. And I'm still trying to get Pastor Erwin Lutzer down and some other special guests so we can still have that rallying sense that Share-a-thon brought, but just a different way that God's going to provide for the ministry needs. And
we think it'll allow
us to focus on other ministry that we hope will touch the listener. Well, we got a couple minutes here. This is from Vicky. She says, God's perfect. Oh, so under the prayer request, and I think this is kind of a really unique one. She's asking for prayer for God's perfect will for my life this day until he calls his daughter and servant home from the earth to be faithful, loving, obedient, compassionate, giving, and forgiving, to always protect and save the redeemed and forgiving. And thank you. So what a great prayer request for all of us today, walking in the Spirit of the Lord.
For sure.
Well, thank you, everyone, for writing us. We were going to intersperse a couple songs, but I guess we got on the roll.
I thought that wouldn't happen.
Well, there's so much mail. There's still like a pile here. We still have many days. We've read them all, and we've responded.
They're clearly opened and used, and looked at, and everything else.
But we want to share them with you all because we just thank God for all of you that support this radio ministry and are part of our radio listening family. Well, thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Mary Ann Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.